Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
Thursday night, so it's time for the podcast. This is episode 173 of the podcast, and I'm talking today about your most valuable asset. And I know what you're thinking. Time is my most valuable asset, because that is what most people talk about when they talk about, they always say time is your most valuable asset. But actually, when you think about it, time is not your most valuable asset. Your most valuable asset is focus, is attention. It's what you focus on during that time. So it's no good just to have time. You need to be spending your time focusing on the right thing. And at the end of the day, we've all got the same amount of time. I was listening to a book today, and they were saying that this chap was interviewing someone who was talking about equality and how we're all looking for equality in the world. But actually, it's quite hard to find equality, and, you know, particularly with people, with anything really. But if you look at two people, it's very hard to find equality between two people, things that are equal between them. Whether it be their physical appearance, whether their thoughts, their views, their past, their background, their hopes, their aspirations, it's very rare for two people to be equal. And so equality is actually quite hard to find. But where you do get equality is we've all got 60 minutes in an hour. There is equality in that. And the difference is often how we spend that time and what we focus on during that 60 minutes. And so that involves what I've always said to be the most difficult thing, which is thinking. You need to spend time thinking about the important things that you need to be doing, and you need to be focusing on those things and paying attention to those things rather than just saying, oh, I wish I had more time, because we're none of us going to get more time. We've all got the same amount of time. And it is difficult for doctors, and I certainly struggled with it. And I still do, to be honest with you. But certainly when I first left the NHS and my practice wasn't that busy, I certainly had a lot of time. And I kind of, people say, what are you doing on Monday or Tuesday? You say nothing. Meaning I haven't got a clinic or I haven't got an operating list, but I shouldn't really have even said nothing. And, you know, it's really that's why I love live broadcasts. 6:12 on a Thursday, I know I'm going to do this. 7:00 on a Tuesday, I know I'm going to do my plastic surgery one. And I'm starting on the club with a monthly webinar. So I'm going to start first Monday of the month, which I'm starting in November, which is the 2nd, I think. I'm not sure entirely what the first Monday of the month is, or 6th, anyway, whatever it is. It's not the 6th, yeah, 6th of November. And every Monday, first of the month, we're going to do a webinar. So, and it's about putting things into your diary, scheduling it, because I've thought about what's important and what I need to get more content out there, and it's about focusing your time on the important things. And then once I've decided I'm going to do a webinar once a month, I've got to then focus my time on producing content and building that webinar. It'll be a live webinar, and then it'll be available on the club page for members of the club. But it is difficult, as I say, for us doctors, because we're very used to a structured regime of we're doing clinics, or we're doing operating, or we're doing procedures, or whatever. And then when we're not doing those things, there's a tendency to say, oh, I'm free, rather than scheduling in time to focus on working on the things that are going to move your practice forward. which is basically, you know, engaging with patients in one sentence. And so it basically means either talking, meaning audio podcasts or messages or speaking to patients, you know, phoning them up, or writing, so writing blog posts or writing emails, writing, you know, communicating can be maybe to one patient or can be to many patients, or videos. So it's got to be one of those three things. Those are the three things you need to be focusing on in order to be bridging the gap between yourself and your patients. And if you're not doing one of those three things, then you're not doing anything to bring your practice forward. Aside from the thinking about what to write and what to say and what to talk about, you know, that's the other thing you need to be thinking about what you're going to communicate and what your message is and what you're trying to get across. So, you know, that is what you should be focusing on, and that was what you should be doing. I had a message from someone I spoke to for many years, 6 years, 2017, when I first started. He came to a couple of my meetings at my clinic and he said, look, practice is really slow and wonder if you can help. And I looked at his website and thought, what have you done in the last 6 years to build your practice? What are you doing? Are you engaging with your patients? Are you contacting them regularly? Are you following up with them after they've come to clinic? Are you, you know, have you updated your website? Have you got new content? Have you done any videos? You're surprised why your practice isn't growing, because you're not doing anything, literally zero. You're not doing anything. And we're all busy. You know, that's the thing. We're all busy. It's not like, I'm not saying, oh, you're lazy. We're all busy, but we're focusing on the wrong things. That's the problem. We're focusing on the wrong things. We need to really acknowledge that the most important asset is focus, and focusing on the right things that are going to make a difference to our patients and our potential patients. Those are the things that are going to increase our business. Those are the things that are going to increase our practice. It's about focusing on the things, not just about, oh, I need more time. You've got enough time. You've got the same time as everyone else. You just need to focus it, and you need to prioritize what you do with that time. In my mastermind group, sometimes I speak to people week in, week out, and they say, how are you getting on? Oh, I haven't had a chance to do that thing because I've been too busy. Absolutely fine. No problem at all. I've got no problem with that. But I don't often say this, but, you know, what I'm thinking is, it's kind of not that you're too busy. It's that you've prioritized other things. That's really the way to say it, because we're all busy. Don't wait for a period where you're doing nothing. You know, there's not going to be a period where you're doing nothing. We all fill it, whether it be watching TV or having a rest or reading a book. You know, you fill our time with stuff. It's that you haven't prioritized it. That's the reason that you haven't done it. You haven't prioritized it. If it was a priority, if it was life or death, if it was, you know, if you were, well, one of the things many years ago when my finances were low and I had to get the finances up, that's a great thing to focus your mind and focus your attention. You know, because then it becomes a higher priority. But that's the reason you're not doing stuff, because you haven't made it a priority. So think about what is important. Think about the things that are going to make a difference to your patients. Think about what message you want to give, and then spend time and energy and focus and attention on delivering that message, either with the spoken word, with a written word, or with video. So that, and either on one-to-one with patients or one-to-many patients, can be to a group or to a whole load of patients, and that's where you get into systems, automation, software, etc. But it is the focus of your time that is important, and that's what you need to be thinking about if you want to grow your private practice. I hope I've got that message across. I think it's a really important message to get across, and it's half term next week, so I don't know what I'm doing. I might be doing some crazy extreme sports, but if not, I'll be here. If not next week, the week after. So I'll see you then.